This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas said on Tuesday an Israeli proposal on a ceasefire in their war in Gaza did not meet the demands of Palestinian militant factions, but it would study the other further and deliver its response to mediators. The proposal was handed to Palestinian Islamist movement by Egyptian and Qatari mediators at talks in Cairo that aimed to find a way out of the devastating war in the Gaza Strip, now in its seventh month. Turkey and Israel are engaging in trade tit-for-tat as relations between the countries deteriorate further, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Turkey's announced it's restricting exports of 54 types of products to Israel with immediate effect, while Israel's responded by saying it's preparing a ban on products from Turkey. Relations between Turkey and Israel have been frosty for years, although trade ties between the two have remained strong. Turkey says it's imposing the export restriction in retaliation for Israel barring its jets from participating in aid operations for Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States condemned on Tuesday Ecuador's use of force against embassy officials after its police and soldiers raided Mexico's embassy last week to arrest a former vice president. The U.S. has reviewed security camera footage from Mexico's embassy and believes Ecuador's actions were wrong, said U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
The Ecuadorian government disregarded its obligations under international law as a host state to respect the inviolability of diplomatic missions and jeopardize the foundation of basic diplomatic norms and relationships.
This is VOA News. Russia said on Tuesday Ukraine attacked the Russian-controlled Zaporizhia nuclear plant for a third day with a drone, but Ukrainian officials denied Kyiv had anything to do with the attacks. Ukraine has denied it is behind a series of drone attacks on the plant over the past 3 days, including three drone attacks on Sunday, which the International Atomic Energy Agency said had endangered nuclear safety. The Kremlin has said the drone attacks on the nuclear plant were carried out by Ukraine and said they were very dangerous with extremely grave potential consequences. Ukrainian military intelligence said Kyiv does not take part in action against nuclear facilities. It's been 2 years since the town of Cervinsk in Ukraine's Donetsk region has enjoyed electricity, gas, and sewage service. Anna Kostyuchenko reports.
The town of Siversk in Ukraine's Donetsk region is just 8 kilometers away from the front line. Before Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022, more than 12,000 people lived in Siversk. Now about 800 people remain. Most are older adults unwilling to start a new life away from their homes, no matter how bad things get. All the stores in Siversk are closed. Once a month, the local administration brings some food to the town. Volunteers come more often, making sure residents have groceries. Anna Kostyuchenko for VOA News, Donetsk region, Ukraine.
Southern Africa is reeling from its worst drought in years from a combination of naturally occurring weather systems and higher average temperatures produced by greenhouse gas emissions. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports. Meanwhile, Liberia's Senate on Tuesday backed the establishment of a war crimes court meant to bring overdue justice to victims of serious abuses committed during the West African country's two civil wars. President Joseph Boakai proposed the resolution, which lawmakers backed during a vote in Liberia's lower house last month. The move has been welcomed by activists and civil society groups that have called for more accountability for crimes committed during two civil wars between 1989 and 2003. Around 250,000 people were killed in conflicts that included massacres, rape, and the use of child soldiers. A Truth in Reconciliation Committee in Liberia later called for a special court to be set up to bring to trial those allegedly responsible, but no concrete action was taken until Boakai was elected last year. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.